The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, where's my old tennis racket?
Tennis racket in this weather?
No, no, I'm not going to play now for Pete's sake. I just thought maybe I'd get it restrung and play a little this summer.
Well, let's see. Where did I
go? For once, I'm thinking of something in advance.
Yeah. Now, let me think. Where did I see that tennis racket?
Well, it's not in the attic. I'm looking in my closet upstairs. I looked in the coat closet here.
You look way in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Look in the stair closet here. It seems to me I saw it in here ages ago.
But never mind. Let me do it. I'll look.
I haven't cleaned this closet out, although it certainly needs to. There's everything in here.
Yeah.
As long as we're moving, I thought I wouldn't bother until I had to.
Oh, boy, what a mess in here.
I know it.
Honey, why are we saving all these old overshoes?
Well, actually, some of them aren't ours. People have left them and never picked them up again.
Thermos jug, honey, we were looking for last summer. Remember?
Yes.
Way in the back here.
What else is in there?
Well, it's an old card table. It won't stand up anything.
Oh, the leg is busted on that. I think it could be fixed, though, dear.
Umbrellas, overshoes, rubbers, mittens.
Bend down, get way in the back there. Your tennis racket just might be way back there, honey.
I can't see very well. Hold that door wider, will you, so I can get more light?
It's as wide as it opens.
Yeah, oh, golly. Now the racket's not in here. Hey, what's this?
What?
Broken dish or something.
What?
Well, here, look, all in pieces.
Oh, why, that's my good blue Wedgwood candy dish.
Yeah, it isn't much good anymore.
What in the world is it doing in this closet? Broken and hidden behind everything. Where was it?
Well, way in the back here, under this old jacket. Golly, I've forgotten about this old suede jacket. Yeah, I guess it's not much good, though.
Oh, this makes me just... That's why this is one of our wedding presents
here.
Yeah,
that's right. It was a beautiful thing, too. Always like Wedgwood.
Oh, I just love it. I don't understand it. How could it...
Ah, I got a very good idea.
So do I. Betsy, do you know anything about... Where is she?
She was in the living room just a second ago.
Uh-huh. Betsy!
Betsy! Betsy! Betsy! Did you find her?
No, I've looked all over.
She's not in the kitchen. I even looked in the basement.
I've looked all over the upstairs here. Betsy?
Hey, bathroom door is closed. Did you look in there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. Betsy! Betsy?
Try the door now.
No, it's locked. It's locked. Betsy, unlock this door at once. Why didn't you answer me?
I didn't hear you.
Didn't hear us. We've been calling you for the last 10 minutes.
I didn't hear you. I got dressed and cleaned my teeth without being told, Mommy.
Well, that's very nice, but you come out here. Mommy and Daddy want to talk to you. Come on.
Now, look here, young lady.
Listen, Aunt Will. Betsy, is there anything you want to tell Mommy and Daddy?
No.
Not a thing?
No.
Why did you come upstairs when Mommy and Daddy got into the closet?
Clean my teeth like you want me to do before I go to bed.
Isn't it a little strange that you just came upstairs to go to bed without having your usual battle about it?
No, dear.
Look, I don't like a child of mine lying about things.
It's my bedtime, Daddy. The clock said 7:30.
Now, look here. If there's one thing Daddy does not like...
Betsy, I think it's very nice that you came up to get ready for bed without being told. And Daddy thinks that's the way you should do it, too, without losing your usual fuss. But what Daddy doesn't like...
Is lying about it.
I'm not lying. I do clean my teeth. Look, the toothbrush is wet.
All right, you cleaned your teeth. That's fine. But what Mommy wants to know is something else. And I would like you to tell me about it.
What?
Well, I think you know, don't you?
No.
Betsy. Honey.
Betsy, now look. Mommy and Daddy would feel much better if you just tell us about it without our asking.
About what?
I think you know, darling.
No, I don't.
Well, all right, then. Let us refresh your memory. You know what happened to Mommy's blue Wedgwood candle dish?
No.
You remember the dish, don't you, Betsy?
No.
Where are the pieces?
I left them downstairs on the hall table.
All right, come on. We'll all march downstairs and look at them. Maybe she'll remember the dish then. Come on. All right, go on, Betsy.
I don't think we should be too hard on her, dear.
Look, she's got to be taught not to lie about things.
I know, but if we're too mean and we're scared, she'll never tell us anything.
No, I know, that's true. Come on. Betsy, here now, dear. You see the broken pieces of the candy dish?
Yes.
Now, Daddy found this in the stairway closet, pushed way back under an old jacket. Now, how do you suppose it got there?
I don't know.
Betsy.
I don't.
Now, look, Betsy, I want to tell you something. It's not right to lie about things, even when you do something wrong. It's better to tell the truth, always. Now, look at me. Now, tell Daddy. Did you break this dish?
No.
Betsy, Mommy loves this candy dish, and I'm very unhappy that it's broken. But it makes me much more unhappy not to have you tell the truth. Now, you know Mommy and Daddy love you, don't you? Hmm?
Yes.
Don't you love us?
Yes.
Then you don't want to make us unhappy, do you?
No.
Now, if you broke the dish, and I know that accidents happen...
Why, certainly to everybody. Remember how I broke the glass the other day? I felt very bad about it, but I didn't hide it. I just said I was sorry. Now, if you broke it, honey, we know you're sorry.
We aren't going to punish you. No. All we want you to do is admit that you broke it, Donna. We want our little girl to be truthful.
That's right. Now, look, Daddy's going to ask you once more. And if you tell the truth, we won't punish you because we know that you do feel sorry.
Of course, honey.
Now, Betsy, did you break the dish and hide the pieces in the closet?
No.
Betsy.
I didn't do it.
Well, then do you happen to know who did?
No. Maybe Speckles did it.
The dog broke the dish and hid the pieces in the closet?
Oh, Betsy, no.
Aunt Effie was here. Maybe she did it.
Aunt Effie would not break a dish and hide the pieces in the closet, Betsy.
Betsy, did one of your little friends break it, maybe, when they were over here playing?
Maybe.
Well, who?
I don't know.
Betsy, please, now tell Mommy the truth. Did you break the dish?
No.
All right, we gave her a chance. Now, you go up to your room, and you will stay there until you admit it. And here, you will take these broken pieces of the candy dish with you. Here, take them, and put them on your table upstairs to remind you to tell the truth. Now, go on. That's it. And you will stay in your room all day tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and so on, until you realize the importance of telling the truth.
Well, there must be something we're doing wrong.
Mm. Boy, it'll be a hot note if we find out that she didn't break it.
Oh, she did all right. I remember now. A couple of times I've gotten into that closet for an umbrella or something, and I remember now when I turned around, Betsy was standing there with a funny look on her face. Also, I remember saying once, "Where's my blue candy dish?" Oh, it was ages ago, weeks, I guess. And I remember Betsy said, I don't know, Mommy. You know, in a funny little voice.
Imagine her saying the dog did it. Or Aunt Effie.
Why don't she admit it?
Well, reprisals, I suppose. She probably broke it some time ago. She was worried so much about it. Now she's afraid to admit it.
Have we ever done anything so awful to her that she should be that scared of us?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, I know just how she feels. That's the worst of it. Once I knocked a picture down and the glass broke. And I hid that in a closet. And I lived in fear and terror for weeks somebody would find it. Every time anyone went near the closet, I just got terrified.
Well, why? Were your parents so mean to you that you were scared of them?
No, I don't know. I just remember being scared, and I had done it. And when they discovered it, you know, I got spanked, but I don't think I ever did admit it.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, come to think of it, I think I once cut the garden hose and never admitted that either.
Oh,
really? Funny, I hadn't thought of that for years, and by golly. You know, my dad asked me when I was growing up about that garden hose incident, and I still would not admit that I had done it.
Well, maybe she gets her lying from us.
No. I think that was the only thing that I ever really lied about.
Well, the picture incident was the only one I remember not admitting either. I certainly broke other things, and I once took a dime out of Mother's purse, but I always admitted those things.
Yeah, well, we were going to be so smart and bring our child up in a really modern, psychological way. We seem to be making the same mistakes our parents did. Only what's the mistake?
I don't know.
All right, look, get out the book. Get out everything you've got on bringing up children.
Yes?
This is a problem that's got to be solved and solved tonight before it goes any further.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, you don't have to leave home to escape into a different and more exciting world. Every Saturday, CBS Radio brings you two dramas, widely different in their settings, but alike in the authenticity of their detail and their ability to swing you right into the heart of the world they portray. One of them is a widely acclaimed Western drama, Gunsmoke, which takes you back to the days when the West was a raw new land, demanding much of the men and women who settled there. You'll learn to know the Old West as they knew it, the Old West as it really was, with the stories on Gunsmoke, which you can hear every Saturday over most of these same stations. And then a little later, plunge into a world totally removed from that one in both time and space, the world of a great city hospital in our own time. City Hospital brings you stories of rich and poor, brave and cowardly, good and bad. For illness, accident, or misfortune bring every kind of human under the sun to a hospital's portals. City Hospital, too, comes to you each Saturday over most of these same stations.
Now, this book on child psychology says we should not confuse lying with imagination. Because, Pete says, where are you? Honey?
All right, I'm right here.
What'd you do, go upstairs?
I just wanted to look in on Betsy in case she was covered.
She asleep?
No. Where'd I tell her? I just peeked in the door. Her light was on. She's sitting at her little table, wiping her eyes and sort of gulping.
Well, at least she's got a conscience.
What she's doing? I tell you, this brought tears to my eyes. She's sitting there trying to paste the broken dish together.
Oh, no.
Well, it won't stick. The piece kept falling off, and she kept trying to paste it on again. I tell you, she looks so pitiful sitting there, probably feeling we don't love her because she knows she's been naughty.
Yeah.
She's kind of talking to herself, sniffling. I heard her say, oh, I'm sorry, my poor mommy's dish.
Oh, well, that's all very well, but why shouldn't she admit it to us?
I don't know, but somewhere along the line, we have made her afraid of us, and I don't think now she ever will admit it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, she's not a bad child, and I've never known her really to lie about things to do.
No. This must be our fault in some way.
Now, look, the heck with all the books and all the child psychology. I'm going to try something else, with your permission. We have to show her we trust her. Maybe that's it.
Whatever you think, dear.
Yeah. Betsy. Betsy!
Yes, Daddy?
Betsy, would you come down here a minute, please?
What are you
going to
do?
Well, you see, she's scared
of us. Yeah, now a certain amount of being scared is all right. Now, don't worry about it. Come on, Betsy. It's all right, dear. Come on down. Daddy just wants to talk to you. Here. Come on. Here, now. We'll sit right here on the stairway. That's it. Just sit on Daddy's lap there. That's it. Now, there we are. Now, look, darling. We all feel very bad that Mommy's candy dish was broken, don't we?
Yes.
But it was broken, and that's that. Now, we're not ever going to mention the blue candy dish again, ever. But Daddy does want to ask you one question. If in the future you ever should break anything, will you promise to come and tell Mommy or Daddy about it right away?
Yes, Daddy.
All right, that's Daddy's good girl.
Oh, that's Mommy's good girl, too. I'll get it, dear.
You see, we all have to learn not to tell lies and not to break promises.
Oh,
now then, I think earlier Daddy promised to read your story, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, you find the book you want, Daddy will read it to you.
Hold on, Alison, dear.
Huh?
Dear, it's the fiddly. They want us to come over.
Fiddly? Oh, no, heaven's sake. I've got to get up early when he gets off on those long-winded stories we never can get away. Tell him we got company.
Don't say that now.
Well, look, tell him I asked somebody to drop in the candles.
I get you to know.
No, darling. Say that. I'm not going over to the fiddly. He always wants to play charades or something. No, just say we're busy.
No,
isn't that telling a lie, Daddy? Well, isn't it?
Well, I thought
he was just teasing, weren't you, Dad?
Yes. Oh, boy, I'm beginning to see where parents make some mistakes. But tell the fiddlies we'll be over.
Oh, all right, dear. Hello, Wilma. He says he just loves to come over.
He just loves to go over there, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.